Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Arizona Opinion Service. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. I can speak with Kimberly Constancia, please.
This is her.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes of the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote? Probably 50-50, or probably will not vote?
50-50.
Okay, 50-50. All right, ma'am, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Just to be sure that we have that we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
39.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Hello?
I don't even know the answer.
Okay, let me read them again. Very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive,
moderate.
Somewhat
moderate.
Moderate. All right, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
okay. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. You know, some people say they want the president and Congress, you know, most focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important an issue is for you to have them focused on? Okay, you say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all to you. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Making college more affordable, would that be not all important, some important, or most important?
Most important.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, 10. What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
Say that again.
Protecting voting rights and democracy. What number would you say from 0? You said 10?
I want to help them.
Okay, what about improving kindergarten through 12th education?
I want to help them.
What number would you give from 0 to 10? Which, you know, 0 is not all important, 5 is some important, and 10 is more important.
10.
How about banning tobacco products for adults? All right, what about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs? All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Can I be in the middle?
I have a strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, and strongly disapproved.
Somewhat disapproved.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. Okay. Now I'm gonna rate. I'd like you to rate me your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Okay. Which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. Okay. I move to the next one. The first one would be Republicans in Congress. What number would you give him from 0 to 100 for Republicans in Congress?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so no. Okay. What about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
It's your opinion. Tell him your opinion.
Joe Biden?
Tell him no if you don't want him.
He's mediocre at best.
What number would you give him? You know, remember, 0 is unfavorable and 100 is very warm and favorable. Okay.
6.
But you can use any number.
50.
Okay. What about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Yeah.
Say that again, please.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Am I supporting it or am I not supporting it?
No, I mean, what number would you give? Remember, 0 is, you know, unfavorable, or you don't, you know, warm,
you know. They don't know what they're doing. That's my opinion.
Okay, what number would you say, would you give him? Unfavorable or favorable? Remember, 0 is unfavorable.
20%, they don't know what they're doing.
Okay, 20. All right, thank you. Okay, now I would like to read you a list, you know, of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA, you know, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for you that the FDA, you know, to be focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important, you say 5 is somewhat important, you say 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. Would you say it's not all important? 10. All right, thank you. What about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
5.
All right. We preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
And banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
All right. All right, ma'am. And you know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering you know this. Do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they, you know, contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support that? Somewhat of support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would love for them not to support tobacco anymore.
So strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
Would that be strongly or just strongly support?
I don't want it. I don't like it.
So a strongly support or just somewhat?
I strongly support.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I remember, regardless of, you know, where you stand on this ban, you know, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and under and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more benefit.
Okay. Much more benefit. All right, ma'am, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there, you know, issues more important right now?
There's a lot more issues important right now.
Other important issues, okay. All right, ma'am, when it comes to tobacco...
Unfortunately.
Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach, you know, for the government to be focused its own efforts on? You know, the first one says prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, you know, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, you know, support, sustenance and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one? The first one or the second one? Okay, the first one says, you know, the prohibition and approach to focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. That'd be the first one, okay? The second one is, or, you know, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, you know, support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes.
I don't want tobacco. So whatever
that is. The first one will be the prohibition, yes. Okay, an approach. Okay, yes. All right. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say, you know, could, you know, come to pass if, you know, federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about this outcome, okay? The first one says loss of 10 of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
You're saying, okay, so let me ask the question. So are you saying that all of these people that produce tobacco, I should be concerned about? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, all the people that, all this, all the job description I gave you, you know, those, they do that because they have a, you know, they have a job, you know, traditional cigarettes on the market today. So are you concerned that they're going to...
I appreciate what they do because mm-hmm. obviously that's a job, but we can find another job for them and we can produce another job for them.
So would that be not very concerned or not at all concerned
I'm not concerned because we could create more jobs for them.
Oh, okay. Well, what about that creation of a black market for, you know, illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? Or would you say you're very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned.
That makes me sad. I'm of course concerned because if we legalize, if we allow that,
mm-hmm. but if we
banned it, then of course I'm going to be concerned about illegal.
Okay.
Problems.
So be very concerned, just somewhat concerned.
Very
about that.
Concerned. Of course, I'm very concerned.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and okay, we're almost done with this survey. I'm going to read you some statements that some people have made about, you know, potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate me on each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says, today's adult smokers come, you know, disproportionately from lower education and income groups, you know, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. This ban will only serve to further, you know, prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them and on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past, you know, their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. Would you say that's not, do not agree with all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
I think nicotine is going to be a bad thing.
Uh-huh. So what number would you give, I mean, for those people that are saying that?
That are saying that it's not a problem?
That, you know, that instead of banning, it should be, you know, should be helping, you know, the people, you know, that smokes cigarettes.
We should help anybody that smokes. We got to figure out how to get rid of it.
Okay, so do you think that should be the solution? Do you agree or do disagree with what I just read to you?
I'm sorry, I didn't read it.
What they're saying is today's adult smokers come, you know, disproportionately from lower education and income groups, you know, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans, you know, will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite, you know, the prohibition, you know. Then when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you agree or disagree from 0 to 10? You can give me any number.
I don't like smoking. 100%, I don't like smoking.
So maybe I'll be somewhat disagree or agree?
Agree.
Okay, what number would you give it from agreement? Remember, 0 is...
10 is fine. 10.
Okay. What about, the other one said, America has a history of using unfair, you know, policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity, you know, between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, you know, such as marijuana possessions to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I 100% disagree.
Okay, so be a 0 or 1,
yeah.
2?
Okay, 0.
So 0, okay. Okay, the last one says, prohibition, you know, as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and failed with marijuana. Prohibitions do not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
5.
5. Somewhat agree or disagree. I remember sometimes over the course of the survey, people, you know, change their minds. So let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, okay? Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I think that everybody just... I don't care.
So would that be strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
5.
Well, this is about supporting, okay? With a strongly supporting?
I'm in the middle.
So somewhat opposed or somewhat support?
I'm in the middle. Yeah, you're right there. Tour on the free. I have to go. How much more questions are there?
We're almost done, man. This is I'm towards the end, okay? Towards the end.
Okay. Well, I don't, it's 50-50 on this one.
Okay, but I have, you know, on this one, somewhat support or somewhat opposed. Which one do you want me to put?
Opposed.
I have to go. Thank you, ma'am.
One more question.
All right, ma'am, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat opposed. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
More harm. Would that be somewhat more harm, or just...
It's going to make it better. It's going to make it better. It's fine.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
Don't want more benefit.
How many questions do I have, ma'am?
Because
I've been on the phone with you for 20 minutes.
I know, ma'am. We're almost towards the end, okay? Just let me ask you the last questions. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or we have no impact on your decision?
I don't care.
So we have no impact.
No impact.
Okay. All right, ma'am. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew? Yes or no?
No.
What about soda pop?
No.
No? Okay. Beer?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Coffee. Only coffee. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of school that you completed?
I'm trying to be... No, I'm not. Because I wanted... Schooling?
Yes, so what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
College. I don't remember the year.
Would that be some college or vocational certificate or a college graduate, like bachelor's degree?
Some college.
Some college, all right. Hey, are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated,
divorced,
or widow?
Married.
Okay. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
No.
No children. Okay. All right, ma'am. And which of the following describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class. Can I ask you one more time? How many more questions? Because I've been on the phone. It's 9 o'clock at night. How many more questions?
Yeah, about three more questions, ma'am.
Okay, three more questions. Go.
And are you any member of the household, a member of the union or employee association?
No.
Okay, no. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban,
all right. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. If you are. Do you identify as a member of the... Okay, no, good. Okay.
No.
All right, ma'am, that was the last question. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. You have a great night. Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.